nicht klicken währenddessen.
Na, ich tue noch eines jetzt. Alles soweit?
Ja, ich mach mal den DVD-Player an.
Ich habe den schon vorbereitet.
Prima.
Ja?
Sehr gut.
Okay.
Das haben wir
jetzt. Möchtest du noch ein Schlückchen Wein?
Ja, möchte ich. Ja.
Hofmann 01, Variante 4.
Jederzeit.
Okay, alles klar. Okay, dann Movement 1, 1. Little Body Heart Beating, Iris Fade Up. Props. Iris Shutter, A Trick Aperture, ideally an Escania model from the 1920s. The fade-ins and fade-outs are done mechanically by hand with a hand lever. Various simple devices to make sounds with. Two projectors, microphones. L'avant-scène number 107, October 1970. A black wig, a dimmed space.
Also das Intro?
Das Intro war doch sehr gut, fand ich.
Eben, ja. Kann man gleich... von mir aus jederzeit.
Okay. Movement 1, zweite Version. Movement 1. Sally and Achim are facing each other. Sally is looking at the audience.
So, I begin with a movie that he remembers seeing when he was around eight, maybe nine. Lying on a carpet. On his right, a massive wall unit, brown veneer. His mother and a lover are sitting in the back of the living room. He's watching this movie on the TV screen. Propping himself on his elbows, crouched under the table, on all fours on the floor.
It's a rehearsal tape from a couple of years ago. And something's gone wrong with the sound recording. The tape is silent.
It starts with a sound. Cracking of branches.
Birdsong and twittering.
A nice typeface on the screen. Slightly grayish and black, and I think the name of...
His film company.
Les films du Carrosse. Then the title in 14 letters, and there appears a dedication.
I think you told me there was plenty of space for me to use.
And that I should ideally start from a position on the floor.
And this is a true story. A day in the summer of something. It's not important now. We're in a forest. There's a slow iris fade up.
Iris fade in. It was summer.
July.
And we were in a darkened rehearsal space.
The curtains were closed. Hanging from a rod.
Some black. And some blue.
We see a clearing.
In the center of the screen, a woman squatting, gathering, gleaning things from the ground. The woman's bowed back is framed by the branches and the leaves of the clearing. She must be around 60. Hard to say. Probably gathering mushrooms. She has slender hands.
Yes, and very agile movements.
You might be telling me that my movements should be turned towards the inside, inward.
The light shines on a white dress, the gleaming scarf inward. On her back.
As if curved inward.
Pretty much in the background, the sound of rushing water. Maybe from a spring. The calm rhythm of work and sound create an idyllic scene.
All of a sudden, this distinct sound you just told me to make sure, a twig snaps, to keep my head low. The woman is turning her head.
You didn't want to see my face.
There's a cut in shrubs. The light is soft and bright. A shadow flies from left to right. The sound of feet on leaves, moving, stopping. She looks around for some time. She listens. After a short pause, she continues working.
You might have told me to bend down into an Ivalo position. Really, towards the floor.
The light models her mouth and jaw in a sunken face. On her back, the scarf radiates in bright white light.
It's funny.
Again, the agile movements of her nimble, slender hands.
Whenever I stand up, I'm fumbling to pull up my pants.
Distinct sound number two.
The clear cracking of a branch. The woman hears the cracking, gets up quickly, looks fearfully from right to left. She sees ferns moving near the ground.
Very often you said you understand.
Does what I'm saying make sense?
Some form becomes visible in the dappled sunlight.
Does what I just said Makes sense.
An amorphous black shape. Sound of running feet mixes with the rustling of the leaves and the movements in the bushes.
She's frightened.
I'm doing with my head.
She's frightened. Whirls around, drops her basket and the contents, the mushrooms, are spilled all over the ground.
All over the ground.
She runs off.
Cut.
Das Cut ist super, nur du hast, ich finde, das Cut soll einfach wirklich da stehen, gell? Da bist du schon mit den Platten drin gewesen. Machst du einfach einen Satz vorher oder. Dann kann man es anschneiden. Ich finde es schön, aber Cut ist Cut.
Movement 2. Sally and Achim are changing places. Achim is facing the audience.
For the first time now, I'm visible.
And I have long, dark black hair. And I'm running downhill with my arms dangling loosely at my sides.
And I will be naked.
It's funny, whenever I stand up, I'm fumbling to pull up my pants.
In a circular movement, with two or three swift leaps, I reach the spot of light, reflects velvetly the color of my black hair.
I remember very often you said, Do you understand? Does what I'm saying make sense?
Does what I just said make sense?
I'm striking the basket.
The basket falls over, and half crushing the mushrooms against my face. Pressing them into my mouth, I'm trying to eat.
And there's a zooming in on my face.
There's something I'm doing with my head.
Then I'm running uphill, then again with my arms dangling at my side.
Again with my arms dangling loosely at my side. Few seconds later, the sound of water is coming to the foreground.
And finally, I see a little stream, a spring surrounded by rocks.
And leaves are forming iris-like shapes.
It seems like I'm trying to find a way to use my hands as if they were my feet.
I'm moving one body part at a time, instead of all together, and now I'm reaching forward, elegantly stretched out figure.
And I'm a little feminine.
I'm striking the water with the palms of my hand.
A rhythm of four to three.
You probably asked me again and again to keep my head low, to make sure to keep my hands parallel beside each other, to pull them back slowly along the floor towards me.
Quick, fast forward now through the leaves, I'm moving without stopping, the backwards movement in some sort of a continuous soft wave from right to left. My hands and feet are as nimble as the old woman's in the previous scene now. And I climb up the tree. Again, there's the elegance of my naked body moving.
It wasn't easy to understand the movements you were trying to describe. I think when I see this now, I understand much better why you ever asked me for this here tonight.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds.
At my face, with closed eyes and fluttering eyelashes. The sound of soft wind and water in the background. Quietly, birds are twittering.
Maybe you told me to slow down my movements even more. I begin this position now by fully extending my arms in front of me and pulling my arms back. I'm sorry. I'm starting to repeat similar words for different things, different movements.
iris fade in. Movement 3, Sally and Achim are facing the audience. Achim puts the wig on, no sounds. You seem quite happy during the rehearsals. I mean, I hardly knew you, but it's just a feeling that I seem to remember.
Now, when I look at it,
and now
I see my hand paws
are touching the ground completely.
The ground completely.
An open field. There's a group of men and the woman from the first.
An open field.
With my fingertips.
The previous scene.
There's a group of men and the woman from the first.
The men are urging the dogs on.
Scene. The men are urging the dogs on.
The woman is pointing with her arm to the right.
The
it's
woman
down
is
there.
Pointing
it's
with her arm
there.
To the right. It's down there. It's down there.
The dogs are running downhill into the woods,
the
followed
dogs
by the men.
The dogs are running downhill.
They carry rifles.
Followed by the
There's
men.
There's a cut.
They carry rifles.
I like the way you demonstrate certain movements. And I don't know, but I think you were a bit nervous too.
Very close
Very
now.
Close now.
Water.
Water.
From
a distance,
dogs
and voices,
I
believe
I'm sitting beside the stream
on a stone.
On a stone.
That my hands, my arms, and my hands should be tracing the movements.
Can hear the voices
and the
barking coming near.
I draw back
in between
the leaves
and into
back
the
into the bushes.
Should be tracing the movements of my
the naked soles of my feet
creeping forward.
Both of my feet.
The panting of dogs.
Intense dashing forward. I imagine their tongues hanging out of their open jaws.
You asked me to make sudden movements. Really, only after
consciously
deciding on them, meaning a decision of the mind would be followed by distinct movements such as
it is me and the dogs
now.
Go
and then
step back
go.
With one foot. Very slowly, I could return to
medium
the previous
shot. My head shows and their open jaws.
The inward position, the position
Pause.
I inhabit most of the time.
The position I inhabit.
I think
most
by
of
this
time
I was starting to feel my legs already.
Splashing. Pitter-pattering.
Dogs
paws running through the water.
I think by this time I was already starting to feel
open
my legs.
Open field.
In the high summer midday,
my skin shines brightly, almost
disappearing
in the bleaching light.
Just for a few seconds.
A cut to my movements. I am breaking back into the dark.
So by taking a step backwards, I would try to extend my limbs. To use more of the space around my body.
Fearless. Concentrate. They won't get you, boy.
I would try to extend my limbs. Then, pulling my arms behind
me. My skin
and
moving
sort of
through
throwing
leaves
back
and
the
low
other leg.
Rhythm of heels, treading the ground.
Extending it as far as I could.
Zigzagging.
Climb up.
I reach a tree.
I am
really
moving hand over hand along a branch.
I am moving hand over hand along a branch.
Below
the dogs with their jaws open wide. Their tongues wet.
It's zipping. Sharp. But mechanical sound and...
Sharp, but mechanical sound and... The branch is breaking.
I fall down.
I start a new sequence and now I'm taking my liberties.
The impulses that
I fall down directly into their biting jaws.
Suggest to me somehow automatically.
There's a long fight. I managed to break a dog's neck with my hands.
And then...
This might be the third sound.
And then this might
the
be
third
the third sound.
Sound.
The third distinct sound. A howling tone.
I move my limbs,
integrating
all
these elements.
Just like the swirling
sirens
radiating through the scene
as if
radiating through our bodies.
Through our bodies.
Toes. And keeping my head down.
Overlapping foreground and background. The shiny fur of
the dog is still moving.
Being protective within my movements.
Two or three breaths.
Maybe protecting my body
and
by
it
moving.
Stops.
All that in a backwards sequence.
Open zoom. A large clearing.
Again, birdsong and twittering, very similar to what we heard in the first
now
scene.
Now you're climbing a ladder and you're filming from above.
At a distance.
And you start filming from above.
The men are following me.
Iris fade out.
Movement 4. Sally and Achim in a cafe. During the previous rehearsals, he avoided talking about the movie they were working on. Only once, a day before the first performance, Sally asked to know more, and he had put her off for later. So they meet.
Ohne es konkret zu fragen, weil ich erstmal so selbst drüber nachdenken wollte, was das für dich eigentlich alles bedeutet.
Und irgendwann, als ich den Text besser kannte,
das
also das Geschriebene, Was mir sehr stark aufgefallen ist, ist, dass er anfängt mit der Ich-Perspektive. Also, dass du unter dem Tisch liegst, deinen Eltern oder dass deine Eltern hinten sind. In meiner Interpretation bist du fast genauso alt wie dieser Junge im Film.
Im Film.
Das heißt, es gibt für mich, das heißt, es gibt für mich sowieso schon eine Verbindung.
Schon eine Verbindung.
Mhm. Und so ist das auch, für mich auch im Text, mit dem wir dann gearbeitet haben, weil man kommt gar nicht mehr drauf zurück. Nicht wirklich. Er fängt zwar so an, er wird so eingeleitet, aber es kommt gar nicht mehr zurück. Das heißt, man taucht so wirklich so. Oder jedenfalls, man vergisst eigentlich, dass du da im Wohnzimmer unter diesem Tisch liegst und dir einen Film im Fernsehen
anschaust.
Ich finde das eigentlich angenehm. Für mich persönlich also angenehm. Und vor allem, weil mir das erst später bewusst wurde. Das hat mich jedenfalls nicht gestört. Ich habe mich nie gewundert.
Wieso? Das ist doch komisch. Du fängst irgendwo an und du kommst gar nicht mehr drauf zurück. Normalerweise,
Geschichte,
würde man sagen,
es
ist ein bisschen
unkonsequent,
weil es in diesem Sinne auch
kein
klassisches Stück ist, also keine Geschichte.
Also keine Geschichte,
die von Anfang bis zum Ende erzählt
wird.
Stört es eigentlich nicht.
Und
vor allem auch diese Welt, die du dann beschreibst, dass du dann unter diesem Tisch liegst und diese ganz spezifische Beschreibung deiner Beine, wie die da unter... Also ich kann mich jetzt gar nicht genau erinnern, wie das... Also jedenfalls das Physische daran, das kommt aber wieder zurück. In der Beschreibung des Films. Und das finde ich eine schöne Verbindung.
So.
Ich frage mich,
wie es sein kann, dass 30 Jahre später, wie das wieder hochkam. Oder war es schon die ganze Zeit da? Oder hast du vielleicht gedacht, ich wollte schon immer was damit machen? Oder was ist die Geschichte?
Überhaupt eine blöde Idee ist, das so naturalistisch zu machen. Ja. David, das ist kein, also bevor denken die, der erzählt, der will die Sachen darstellen. Ja,
hatte ich dieses künstliche der Bewegung des Kindes nicht gestört?
Kind nicht, aber heute stört mich das.
Weil du mit anderen Augen guckst.
Genau.
Aber als Kind hast du dich natürlich auf ganz andere Sachen. Da hast du das Kind als Mittelpunkt. Ist es ja auch, aber. Aber da hast du dich natürlich nicht gefragt.
Das ist nicht realistisch.
Ja,
das kann man auch gar nicht. Also genau. Ich habe nur diese Geschichte. Und sicher erkennt man als Kind ja auch irgendwie, dass es irgendwie was Besonderes ist, also was anders ist, als was man so kennt, sicher. Das erkennt man den sicher. Und diese Gewalt, die dem da angetan wird, ist eben, die doppelt sich, finde ich, auf eigenartige Weise eben jetzt auch so einer sehr sanften natürlich, aber mit der, wie man mit einem Schauspieler umgeht, ja, der ihm da mal was machen soll und sich so bewegen soll und eben am Boden, obwohl der nicht am Boden läuft. Ja. Das ist ja bewegungstechnisch schon, gewalttätig ist zu viel, aber es ist zumindest eine sehr zwanghafte Situation.
So, was wir eigentlich gemacht haben.
Da komme ich immer wieder auf dieses am Boden laufen und so zurück.
So, was wir eigentlich gemacht haben.
Genau. Ja. Deshalb finde ich das so einen interessanten Moment. Ja, so sind die hier. Und jetzt könnte ich mir denken, dass wir vielleicht... Deshalb finde ich das so einen interessanten Moment. Ja, so sind die hier. Und jetzt könnte ich mir denken, dass wir vielleicht... Deshalb finde ich das so einen interessanten Moment. Ja, so sind die hier. Und jetzt könnte ich mir denken, dass wir vielleicht... Ja, so sind die hier. Und jetzt könnte ich mir halt, könnte ich mir denken, dass wir vielleicht... Ja, so sind die hier. Und jetzt könnte ich mir denken, dass wir vielleicht...